Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, January 30th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Sawville.
At Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
Morning, boys.
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067. You can text us, same number, on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We got Coach Scott Brooks from the Wizards joining us today at 8 o'clock. We can get his reaction to the Blake Griffin deal. Blake Griffin traded from L.A. to Detroit yesterday. Also, Jay Beagle will join us as we talk some caps at 8:40. We'll get more into the Michigan State scandal with Chris Solari, covers Michigan State hoops and football for the Detroit Free Press. So a lot of things to get into. But it's good that we all got here safely, considering that heavy snowfall. I actually woke up and I forgot to set my alarm early in case it did snow significantly. I knew it was going to snow a little bit, and I looked out the window and I was like, "Ah, glad I didn't wake up early."
I watched
smattering.
Doug Cameron yesterday, and he said, "Don't even fret."
Right.
So I just woke up at the same time
as no
I usually do. No fretting.
None whatsoever.
I didn't even know it was supposed to precipitate. I had no idea.
Just but a little dusting.
Enough to delay Montgomery County Public Schools, Frederick County Public Schools.
I saw a message on my phone at 5:30. I'm like, someone die? Why do I have a message on my phone?
Right.
And I guess it was a message from Montgomery County. So,
man, where's the 60-degree weather? I want that back.
We're getting close. We're getting close, man. February, you will usually have a couple snowstorms in February, and then maybe early March, and then we're off and running.
Yeah.
And then spring, and then we start thinking
but
about the Masters.
It's still cold throughout March. It can be...
It can be cold.
Definitely be balmy and cold.
But as long as we get the snowstorms behind us.
Yeah.
So Montgomery County's 2 hours?
Yeah.
Any word on Loudoun?
Haven't heard. No.
Did you notice any precip when you were driving? There were just a couple flakes.
Not much. Not much at all. There was more salt than there was precip.
The salt just pummels your car.
The salt trucks were just killing me on the toll road.
Why don't we just buy a car wash? I go buy these car washes this time of year, and there are 200 cars
so
lined
packed.
Up. They're so packed. And in the summer, you know, they do pretty well, too.
Yeah.
People want your cars nice year-round.
Yeah.
It's the day or two after a snowstorm or some sort of, like,
for me, it's like a week.
Sleet, whatever. That is when, if it hits, like, 40 degrees, that is when everybody goes to the car wash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is pizzacked.
Yeah, it's packed. I don't know. Like, isn't that just a no-brainer? How could you lose with a car wash?
My neighbor owns three car washes, including one right next to DeMatha. You know that car wash next to DeMatha?
Right there
on Route 1. He owns that one. But
does he do well?
Oh, his daughter's 16 driving a Benz.
Yeah, so the car wash biz is good.
I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah, I mean, your expenses are outrageous. Your water bill is
incredible.
But it's, I mean, obviously it's got to be worth
it. Water.
Why don't I just have a side business for car washes?
Let's do it.
Why am I getting up at 4 in the
morning? First and foremost, because you know nothing about the car wash business.
We can hire someone who does.
I don't think I need to do a little research. It's not brain chemistry.
You're gonna muscle out Mr. Wash. He already owns Kensington and a bunch of different other spots.
Has anybody used the car wash right here? Drive by it every day.
Never.
Not once.
Is it packed?
Where is it?
I never see a car wash.
Next to the McDonald's.
It's off like the side street.
I don't drive over by there ever.
It's kind of like a secret hidden car wash.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll go there
it's
today.
Back off the street.
I've never driven by it.
Well, I've never seen the actual car wash. I've seen the sign.
Sign, and you go down the road, and then you're there at the car wash.
I've never driven down that road. I've driven past it, and I've looked at it and said, car wash. And then
I'm not a frequent visitor of car washes. I get my car washed when I drop it off at Priority Nissan.
That's nice.
In Chantilly.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
I'm not frequent, but I might do 8 a year or something.
Oh, yeah. Seems like a lot.
I might do
I think
zero
I do more
a
than
year.
That. I think I do more like 20 a year.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that many. Maybe once a month or something. You
Everybody
know,
loves a clean car.
Up.
Yeah, who doesn't love a clean car?
They
well, especially
do.
After a storm and all the salt. And
yep. You just know it's not good for it.
It just looks terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, just wait till the next rain
I
comes
just have
around.
To hook it.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't rain?
My neighbor's always washing his car. My neighbor, I love him, Kevin. I love him. But he's always work-shaming me every single day. I mean, the guy cannot sit still.
He doesn't like being inside the house.
He's got so many steps on his Fitbit.
So many.
Unhappy
so
many. Marriage.
He's fine with his marriage.
He can do.
He just works hard.
No,
he's
just a better person.
Still have a good marriage.
Just a better. There are just some people that like to keep busy.
Oh, he's so busy. Like, yeah. I'll walk out. His truck is all the wheels are off. He's doing maintenance to his truck.
Yeah.
He's doing something with his multiple boats.
Right.
He's cleaning out his garage. And me, I'm lucky if I pick up the Washington Post that's laying at the bottom of my
driveway.
Me,
I asked my family for a hammock. You know what I mean? I want something to chill in.
Yeah. I still haven't gotten my Christmas lights down. Now, they're not on at night, but they're still outside in front of my house.
Where are they? Just on trees or bushes?
Shrubberies and bushes. Yeah, I mean,
that is kind of lazy.
It's lazy. It would take me.
Can you do it before February?
Yeah, time is running out. I don't know if I can do it.
When you get out of the car, when you get home at 10:30, then you have the rest of the day to kill.
Yeah.
It doesn't occur to you to just pull those off.
I have to fire up Global Poker. Yeah. I have to, you know.
What are you firing up?
Global Poker.
That's your new online site?
Yeah.
Now, is that
they
getting
allegedly
a lot of
pay you in PayPal, but I've never gotten paid out yet.
Do they have a lot of customers?
I don't know. I guess enough.
What
happened running.
To the ACR, American Card Room? Did you ever?
Never been to the American Card Room.
You never played
Not
on
that,
that
I wouldn't go, yeah. But I've just never been.
Are you playing sit and goes on that, or are you grinding cash
sit
games?
Sit and goes, cash games, pot limit Omaha. I do it all.
You are?
I do it all. Now,
you don't dabble in blackjack anymore online.
No, I can't do that. Very micro stakes. I mean, I nub it. I'm playing like 2 cent, 4 cent blinds.
Yeah, right.
I'm the king of nubbing it.
Yeah.
But how can I do all that work when I have those other things to do?
Right. Now I know how you're killing your day each day.
It's part of the day. Part of it.
When are you going back? Friday?
To MGM National Harbor?
Yeah.
Most likely Friday, because that is when the lucky table promo gets ramped to $500 per hour instead of the regular $200 per hour.
Very nice. Now, you saw a movie yesterday, right?
I did. I saw Hostiles.
Christian Bale. Is that a Western?
Definitely a Western.
Such a Western.
It's a Western.
Did Kevin talk about it?
I can't remember
what Kevin gave it.
Yeah, but Hostel sounds a little bit like Hostel, which is not a Western.
Okay, it's not. But in the commercials for Hostels, you see Native Americans. You see old school army guys. You see horses. You see scenes from the Old West. Hence a Western.
Yeah.
Hey, look. I threw it out there as a softball. I was pretty confident it was a Western.
Yes, it's a Western.
72% fresh on Rotten.
Yeah, it's let me just give you the little plot line here. So Christian Bale plays a Union soldier back in the late 1800s out west, out in New Mexico.
I'm out.
Right. Period piece.
I'm
out.
Hold the phone. So, and he's got some PTSD working. He's been in the army a while. His buddies have been killed, you know, in battles with the tribes and. So he's pretty much getting ready to call it quits. He's going to retire. And his superiors tell him they want him to escort this chief and his family to Montana. Now, the chief's been in prison for 7 years.
Okay.
He's got cancer. All right. And the superiors say, you know what? He's going to die. Let's just let him go back
to his
home.
Is the chief happy that they're taking Chief Wahoo off of the Indians' uniforms in 2019?
I doubt it.
Okay.
So he escorts him and his family to Montana.
All right.
And kind of in between there, he comes across Rosamund Pike.
Okay.
Who I think is a great actress.
Right.
She was in Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She plays a
Pretty
woman.
Girl.
Something happens to her and her family early in the movie, and her life kind of intertwines with Christian Bale's life.
Right.
On the way to Montana. And it drags a little bit in the middle, just a little. It's a 2-hour and 35-minute movie. Oh. Probably could be 2 hours and 20 minutes.
2:35.
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
The beginning scene is gripping. There's a couple scenes in the middle that are gripping, and the end is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And you take out that little dry period there, and 75% into the movie, and I like it. I give it 4.25.
Wow, it's pretty
teases.
High.
Cakes, you would
good.
Like it.
4.25 is pretty
Not
strong.
Not sure about this donk. Not sure about this donk. You would like it.
I like Bale. I think Bale's a really good actor.
Bale is excellent. Rosamund Pike is excellent.
I think watching Godless on Netflix kind of reinvigorated my desire to watch Westerns. Because mm-hmm. before, I was kind of out on Westerns.
Yeah.
But I can go into it with an open mind.
Did you finish Godless?
Yeah. It was silly. It was only 7 or 8
episodes.
You were
a slow binge watcher.
Yeah.
I remember about 3 weeks you'd watch 4 episodes.
Well, I do have some time to kill, but I feel like a real loser if I just sit and watch like 4 episodes at a time.
You sit and play poker.
Yeah, but that's different. It's just different. It just is. I don't know what to tell you. Now, sitting and playing poker is not for 4 hours at a time. It's like half an hour, maybe 40 minutes.
For me, it was. For me, it was like 10 hours at a time.
Somehow, now live sessions are different. That's I want to get like a nice 3.5, 4, maybe 5 hours in. Mm-hmm. That's a different animal. I can stay rooted to my chair for as long as possible in a live poker room.
Yeah.
But online, I try not to go down the wormhole.
Well, 4.27, that's pretty good.
I liked it a lot. I liked it.
Yeah, I can already tell, though, it's like a period thing that I'm not into.
The ending is pretty
It's really
emotional.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like emotional.
I mean, it's just like he's at a crossroads. You know, it's like, right. What does he do? Does he do this? Does he do that? And he makes a decision that, I don't know, some people might like, some people might not.
Right.
I don't know. But the acting's really good. Really good. Like I said, there's a dry period in the movie. It runs a little long.
Right, before the actual movie, any good previews? I need to know about previews.
There's one called Chappaquiddick coming out.
Okay.
About what happened with JFK.
Right.
Everything else is stupid. It's all the supernatural stuff, and I don't get into it.
So you're not in.
Avengers.
Right. Black Panther.
Although there's a movie coming out with Jennifer Lawrence called Red Sparrow that looks kind of interesting.
That does look good. It looks like she's being trained as like an assassin. Yeah,
I like that. Not as good as her home movies, but I like that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Black Panther. I saw a story about Black Panther. And it said that it's already made $100 million before it even came out. How does it happen?
I don't know how that's happened because it doesn't come out until like mid-February.
I don't get it.
I don't understand either.
Black Panther set to make $100 million in opening weekend.
Oh, they're just forecasting.
They're forecasting it based on the number of theaters that are...
It hasn't made that yet. They're just looking forward to the box office.
I read it differently, but
maybe
I understand what a forecast is.
Right.
I think, Cakes, am I interesting you in the Hostiles flick?
Not where I would go see it in the theater.
Right, why not?
I would check it out.
I don't think you have to see it in the theater. Don't see it on your 50-inch.
Why?
Because, I don't know, the views are better. It's just better to see a movie like that in the theater on the big screen.
By the way, it's not a forecast. It's made $100 million in advance ticket sales already.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. So people are butt-sized to see Black Panther.
People already Fandangoing it?
Yeah. That's a thing now.
Yeah.
Like when Star Wars comes out, they're selling tickets like 4 months in advance.
Crazy.
And that's a former Junkies guest.
Chad Bozeman.
Yeah.
He's a big star now.
What, 42, right?
Yes, correct.
That's right. Chad Bozeman.
We had Chad Bozeman on the show?
Yes.
We did. I do
no
remember
recollection of him.
I do remember that.
What did he do?
Years ago?
He's an actor?
Not in studio.
What is he?
He played Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, he played Jackie Robinson. Now he's a star of a Marvel franchise.
Now he's part of the Marvel universe. That EB's completely out on.
Isn't Chad Bozeman from the area? Isn't he a DC guy?
He went to Howard. I don't know if he's from here.
That's what it was. Yeah.
As I mentioned, Scott Brooks is going to join us at 8 o'clock today. We will talk about the Wizards. Of course, John Wall is not going to play tonight, so we'll get an update on John Wall. We'll get his take on the Blake Griffin deal. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals at 8:40 here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It wasn't JFK involved, of course. It was Teddy Kennedy.
Yes, so right.
My brain's not firing, and it's a little early.
It's okay. It's fine.
But that movie does look pretty interesting. Yeah, so lead story, Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin goes from the Clippers to the Pistons last night.
Big deal.
Blockbuster deal with the Clippers sending their high-priced, high-profile player, a guy who signed a five-year, $171 million deal
last
summer.
What a lifestyle downgrade going from L.A. to Detroit in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
Yuck.
He'll find the best place to live, though.
His life is still great. Yeah,
he's making $35 million a year.
But it's greater if you're living in Los Angeles.
Think about that team. A couple years ago, DeAndre Jordan was set to sign with the Dallas Mavericks, and Blake Griffin and Chris Paul were desperate to have DeAndre Jordan return to the Clippers. Ultimately, he changed his mind and signed back with the Clippers. Now Chris Paul is in Houston, and Blake Griffin is in
Detroit. They're clearing the deck to try to lure LeBron there when he becomes a free
agent.
Those
are the reports.
So it's just a matter of, you know what? The Clippers are about to become the Washington Wizards of the Western Conference because they're going to clear all this cap room. LeBron's not going to sign there, most likely. And then they're going to have to give a big bag of money to the next Jan Mahinmi.
Isn't Lawrence Frank running the show there? Or
I believe so.
Like a high executive there?
Yes, because Doc Rivers essentially got demoted.
Yeah, and Jerry West. I mean, there's some people just making decisions there. They're saying, well, screw this.
Right. Well, they're also making a decision, which I don't think the Wizards are going to do this year, but I think at some point they may have to do it if they don't break through. The Clippers are looking at the landscape of the Western Conference, and they were a team that was knocking on the door, a championship-type team, but Golden State surpassed them. Now Houston surpassed them. They realize even if you have Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and the players that they have, even if they're completely healthy, they don't have a shot in the Western Conference.
Well, and
so they're
the
reloading and just starting over. Yep. And that's what the Atlanta Hawks did this past offseason because the Hawks got rid of Paul Millsap. They got rid of all their all-stars, and they're just starting over. And I feel like if the Wizards continue to finish in fourth, fifth, sixth, get bounced in the first or second round of the playoffs, at some point
you have to say,
hey, we got to reload
the
deck.
I would welcome any trade. There are no sacred cows with the Wiz.
Right, right.
Whatever. Anything to shake it up.
Here's the other thing about Blake Griffin, and I didn't realize this until I read it this morning, but he hadn't played a full season in, I believe, 5 years.
Yeah, he's super injury prone.
And he missed the last two. He had to leave early, or he had to exit early from the playoffs the last 2 years.
Right. The last 4 years, he's played 67, 35, 61, and so far just 33.
Yeah, so of course, he can't control it. He's just got this injury bug.
Yep.
Yeah.
And for a guy that you're paying $30 to $35 million a year, he's got to be there.
Have you watched him lately, though?
Yeah, well, I'm just not full games. I see him in highlights.
He's become a really good three-point shooter.
Yeah, he has.
And he's a really good passer.
So he's.
I don't know that the Wizards could have made a deal for him, but I would have explored it if I was Ernie.
What are you going to give up for him?
Yeah, what are you going to give up? You got to give up
Beal.
What
are the pieces that go back?
Have to give up Otto and Kelly.
I would think probably.
And a first-round pick.
Yeah, man, that's the starting point.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit more. But yeah, you might be right.
The Pistons gave up Tobias Harris.
They gave up their top two players.
Avery Bradley.
Yeah.
Another player, and I think two picks, like a protected first rounder and a second rounder.
The other player, I believe, was that seven foot three guy.
That's Georgie's younger brother.
Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, my mom told me a story.
By the way, he's a monster.
I don't get the Washington Post daily, so I didn't see it. But my mom told me the story that
there's a high school
there's
kid.
There's a 7'10" kid in high school locally now.
I thought he was 7'7", but
she said 7'10". I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really.
I think I saw the story. I don't think he's 7'10".
I think he's 7'7", but, you know, he doesn't even play. It's like he's a huge project.
Right.
Huge project. So you
from Romania?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I didn't bother to read it either, except just I skimmed it. And yeah,
he's Romania a huge cranks project. Out those 7-7 guys. Him and Georgie.
He's in Ohio.
Yeah, he's not local. He's. I mean, here's the picture of him.
Feel bad for him.
I feel real bad for him.
Yeah, it's a tough life, man.
It really
he's
is.
Even bending his head there because it looks like his head may be hitting the ceiling.
I mean, he just looks like he almost looks like a movie character.
Yeah, well, that's a pituitary thing too, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. Robert Bobrisky.
When you're 7'7", you can't even play on your Ohio team in high school.
Yeah.
17 years old.
Must be poop.
Anyway, so here's the deal. So Detroit gets Blake Griffin. They get Willie Reed and Bryce Johnson. The Clips get Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley. Those are the top two scorers for Detroit. They get Boban, and then they get the two draft picks.
So Detroit, by the way, in the Eastern Conference... I was watching NBA TV and Isaiah Thomas and Sam Mitchell breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe it was Kenny Smith who called in, thought they brought up a good point that in the Eastern Conference where there's not Golden State and Houston, there aren't an abundance of three-point shooting teams, Detroit figures, why not go big? It's kind of old school basketball, but they're going with Drummond and Blake Griffin.
Mm.
And they maybe have a shot to move up to, you know, 4 seed or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hard to keep up.
They're 2.5 back of the Sixers for the 8 spot now, so they got some work to do.
It's definitely old school.
All right, so there's a big game in town tonight. The Thunder are in town, 7 o'clock tip at Capital One.
John's not going to play, though.
John's not going to play. The Thunder have won 8 straight. They're the hottest team in the league in the last 10, anyway. They've won 8 straight games.
They just finished that 5-game roadie. We had hoped that they would go 3-2. They went 2-3, although they did finish on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Hawks.
Yeah, you're right.
Now but the Thunder,
trying to find something positive.
Thunder 11-13 on the road. All right, so obviously playing better now than they did a couple weeks ago. But they are 3-point faves tonight here in D.C., which is kind of an interesting number considering they've won 8 straight. They're playing kind of a depleted Wizards team with no John, with Otto a little banged up.
Plus, Russ just pwned you in the last matchup.
Russ just went off for almost 50. So that'll be interesting. Are you doing the post game tonight?
Doing it on Thursday.
Okay. Wizards are 15-9 at home, 4-6 in their last 10.
Right.
For whatever it's worth.
So we'll see what happens tonight. NBA last night, just a couple games to talk about. Celtics won. The Celtics finished a 4-game West Coast road trip where they played the Warriors, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. They win by 1. They beat the Nuggets 111-110. Kyrie had 27 in that game. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia was also shorthanded because Joel Embiid did not play.
So Giannis ripped down 18 boards in that game.
He had 31-18.
That's a pretty nice stat line.
Yep.
They're going to get Jabari Parker back on Friday.
Yes, they are.
That's another guy who's injured all the time, Jabari
That's
Parker.
That's the thing about the Wizards. Right now, I think they're the 5th seed, maybe the 4th, and they're hovering around there. Is that the bottom of the Eastern Conference playoff teams, the rankings right now? I could see some of those teams making a move. I mean, Detroit, they're out of it right now, but they could end up making a move with Blake Griffin if it's a good fit. It might be a disaster.
Mm.
I feel like the Bucks at some point could take off. That's why they made a move with Jason Kidd.
Take off and make a move.
You know, move up the standings from whatever they are at 8.
But
they could move all the way up to a 4.
But honestly, you don't think anybody else that other than Boston, Cleveland, and Toronto possibly would win the East. I mean, I don't see Milwaukee.
Correct.
I don't see
I'm
any
not
of
saying
teams.
Win the East, but I'm saying for the Wizards, I think they have to worry about some of these teams below them. I didn't think that they would, but I could see them getting caught and ending up being a 7 seed, an 8 seed.
It's
they
possible.
Keep floundering. Look, they're 4-6 in their last 10. They had a 5-game homestand where they went 2-3. 5-game road stand, they went 2-3.
Plus, if John Wall misses extended time, that's not good for your record.
Well, right now, the
Everybody
Bucks,
says their locker room is a disaster.
Bucks and Wiz have identical records, and the Pacers are basically the same record. They all are 8 games back. So the right. Bucks, Wiz, Pacers are all within percentage points of each other.
I'm not sure how the Heat have gotten into the 4 spot at this point.
They play
well
last
coached.
Night.
And Wayne Ellington's becoming a good player for
I
him.
I guess.
Knocking down threes.
All right, so another big bet made out in Vegas. Let me get to that story. You know I love talking about huge bets. So I'm not sure what casino this is, though. Let me see. Let me check that out. Apparently it's the World Series, Let It Ride better.
So crazy.
He's betting. Okay, this is William Hill. So he's betting on the Eagles again. So there's been a lot of money coming in on the Eagles. All these huge bets are coming in on the Eagles.
The Whales love the Eagles this week.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of money, but doesn't mean they're smart bettors.
Right.
So this guy is going to take another million and put it on the Eagles money line. Right now it's plus 165, so you're getting 1.65 million back if it hits. William Hill US on Monday became the second sports book to report taking a $1 million bet on the Eagles. The bet, which was first reported by covers.com, would net $1.65 million if the Eagles pull off the win.
I've made my living, Mr. Thompson, in large part as a gambler.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine putting a wager of $1 million, even if I had $50 million.
No, it's just stupid.
No, yeah. You put up a million dollar bet?
Those people are so dumb.
I value my money too much for that. $5 bet. Yeah.
Buy a car wash. Yeah, but remember, coming in forever.
Remember, these big bets aren't necessarily one person putting
right,
up money.
Right, they could be a consortium of guys, yeah. Of course.
So he could be putting up 100 grand. It could be 10 guys doing
right.
it. You just never know.
Still, I mean, 100K on one sporting event.
We're literally, but it's all, but you it's have always, no control of it. It's
complete fluke. Your backside is clenched the entire time.
Yeah.
It's but, always interesting.
And he's betting against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That's usually a terrible move. I see so many people not only rooting for the Eagles, but picking them. I feel so stupid because I'm just going old school thinking New England's got the edge. They've got Tom Brady. They've got the greatest coach in the history of the game. Of course I'm going to pick the Patriots.
I might be comfortable taking the Eagles and the points, but picking them to win, just a money line bet, I don't know that I can.
I don't know if I can go there. With Nick Foles under center?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to hope the defense plays as well as they did in the NFC Championship game. Really gets after Brady.
I just don't see it.
Right? I got a couple good running backs.
Right.
Anything can happen.
I think I might root for the Patriots.
How about this? Look at the last, look at the last 12 Super Bowls. I'm just picking a number, but recent Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Look at how many underdogs have won.
How many?
I mean, in a lot of them. Take a look.
Like half or more?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good number.
Yeah. All right, college hoops last night. Duke bounces back after that loss to Virginia. They pound Notre Dame by 22, 88-66 is the final. Kansas went to Manhattan, Kansas, and won by 14, held Kansas State to 32% shooting. And Michigan beat Northwestern by 11. Tonight's your feature games, Carolina's at Clemson. Clemson lays one there. IU's at Ohio State. Ohio State lays 11. St. John's is 0-10.
Ooh.
In conference play.
Tough for Chris Mullin.
I'm not sure if he can survive, but Xavier's at St. John's. St. John's a six-point underdog there. And Trae Young for Oklahoma in action again. They play Baylor tonight at home. I haven't followed the Tom Brady story as much as maybe you guys have. You can kind of fill me in, but apparently there was a, I don't know if it was a producer or kind of a sidekick for one of the morning shows in Boston, and he kind of grilled Tom Brady's daughter.
His five-year-old daughter
from right. that documentary on Brady. Yeah. What's that called? Time versus Tom or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Tom Brady, of course, does a weekly hit on that morning show.
Yep.
Do you have the audio from him calling in yesterday? Do you have that? And Tom Brady was asked about it. Here's what he said.
You know, I don't I do want to say something. I mean, I don't want to get into the documentary much, but I did, you know, Stacey had told me that someone had made a comment about my daughter or something
like that. Yes, yeah. Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer, and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a stupid thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you like. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, I've tried to come on this show for many years with, and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, you know, do a good job for you guys. So, you know, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child. You know, they certainly don't deserve that. So,
No, Tom, no question. Yeah. As I said, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. So that's totally fine.
I will maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand.
Have a good day.
All right, Tom. Thanks. You too.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, you just...
Well, stupid. I don't understand. Was it a producer that said that?
It was basically like the blue shorts of the station.
The idiot.
No, there was a host on the...
Yeah, it was a
blue shorts doesn't have his own show. He
host does have his own show on the weekends. I think this guy's... My understanding he was like a part-time guy on the show, and he does some web stuff.
I feel bad calling Shorts the idiot. I'm just teasing. what does he do? Part-time stuff?
That was my understanding, that he did like some web stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's part-time on the air.
The phrase he used, I don't even understand that phrase.
I believe the exact wording was, he called Tom Brady's daughter an annoying pissant.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me ask you a question.
It's pretty demeaning.
An insignificant or contemptible person or thing. Is the guy, I'm just curious, the guy Alex Reamer or whatever, is he a parent?
He's pretty young. I'm guessing he's not a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
because
not.
That's not something that most parents would say. You know what I mean?
No.
They understand kids.
Right.
Kids are being kids. It just sounds like
that's something that AWOD would say about
it just sounds like...
Well, he would never be able to use that vocabulary.
Yeah,
no, I get it, but that's something he would say. Yeah. Let's see.
It just sounds like something somebody would say, trying to have a hot take.
Right.
Trying to be different.
Yeah, I mean, look at this guy. He's just an idiot. I mean, he looks like he's 23 years old. There's no chance he's got kids.
Idiot. Yeah. He's just an idiot. Let me see.
Only got suspended. They didn't can him?
Not yet.
Wow. You think he will get canned?
I think if it fractures the relationship with Tom Brady,
it might.
I mean, Tom Brady says I'll reevaluate whether I come on the station again.
Sure.
And think about it. Right before the Super Bowl, he didn't do his hit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you got a weekly spot in Jeopardy with Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Right.
A god in New England.
I wouldn't want to be that guy right now, because he's on pins and needles about where his next paycheck is.
But my guess is Tom's going to be back doing that show.
I don't know.
Now, not that this has
it's
to do
the
with...
It's not the two guys who host the show who made the comment.
Maybe if they can the guy, he will.
Now, not that this has...
Although, apparently he said he didn't want the guy fired. Is that what he said? Drabby, did you hear that?
Yeah, later they said that. He hopes they don't get fired. Everyone makes mistakes.
Oh, okay.
So he softened his stance maybe a little bit. But you kind of have to say that. Now they're saying... I don't know. Not that this means anything, but I'm just reading a last paragraph here of a profile of him. It says, in November, he also came out publicly on WEEI's Kirk and Callahan. So does that mean he came out like as a homosexual? Is that what that means?
I have no idea.
I would guess so.
I don't know anything about him.
Came out publicly. Sounds like that. Yeah.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Remember, a little bit later, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, joins the Junkies at 8 o'clock. I was just reading this article about what the Redskins are thinking about the Eagles and the Eagles being in the Super Bowl, and in particular their pass rush. And John Keim in the article points out that the Redskins actually compare favorably to the Eagles in a lot of the passing statistics, which is surprising in terms of the Eagles were ranked third in third down conversions allowed. The Redskins were ranked ninth. The Redskins were 7th in sacks per pass attempt this past year. Philly was actually 22nd. Like, a lot of people are talking about this Philadelphia defense, and the Eagles were ranked 5th in opposing total QBR. The Redskins were 10th. So they actually, in those numbers, are pretty close, but where they were terrible was the Redskins and all of the stopping the run stats were just abysmal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's why the other teams didn't really need to pass, right? You just pound them. And where were they in points allowed this year?
Points allowed, they were the bottom. Very close to the bottom.
I'd say
of the
bottom
league.
28, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're little quirky little things that you can explain away.
So when they go to their nickel package, the Redskins were last in the league in yards per carry. They were giving up 6.47 yards per carry when they were in the nickel package.
Oh,
But when Allen was on the field before he got hurt, they allowed just 3.7 yards per run out of the nickel.
Wow.
So do you just bank on Jonathan Allen being back and saying, if Jonathan Allen and Matt Ioannidis are healthy, we are a far better defense?
Well, I get some more depth. I get some more
defensive line.
You get reinforcements
early in the draft.
You add another one of those
guys. You get
guys.
Reinforcements.
So if Allen goes down or if Ioannidis goes down, there's not a massive drop off. When it comes to the talent, you
What's
absolutely
gonna make you
draft
angry
one of those guys
with the draft choice. So let me give you the scenario that Kirk comes back. They tag him. Now it's the draft. So you know you got Kirk at quarterback for year. 13 is there. The first pick is the 13th pick in the first round. And you could go any way you want. What's going to make you angry? Drafting a wide receiver? Drafting a running back? Drafting a quarterback?
I don't think you get upset or angry if you draft a quarterback, especially if Kurt's on a one-year tag. I mean, you have to have some sort of succession plan in place. It's just a matter of you got to pick the right guy there at 13.
So that isn't a do-not-draft position. What about wide receiver? Would you be upset if they drafted a wide receiver?
I just don't know. Is there a receiver worthy of the number 13 pick?
Calvin Ridley?
I don't think you pick the kid out of SMU. Is it Cortland Sutton? Not worthy of a 13 pick.
So you wouldn't be happy with that?
I would get a massive defensive lineman or just a killer edge rusher.
What if they took a running back?
At 13? If his name isn't Saquon Barkley, again, you can't take him at 13.
Yeah, I don't think you're taking anybody
else. And
he's
not going to fall to 13.
No.
No, I go defensive lineman or pass rusher.
Or maybe defensive back.
They're so bad on defense.
Or maybe linebacker.
Yeah.
By the way, I was thinking about the Cousins thing yesterday as I was driving home, and I really do like my approach that you guys put at 1%, where the Redskins tell them, all right, here's what we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about franchising you, but only with the understanding that you're going to negotiate in good faith with us, and realistically, you're very, very open to signing a long-term deal here, and these are some of the rough parameters, but just to get things going, we're going to franchise you for now. I really think that's doable. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, why don't they just do what the Panthers did? Just franchise them, negotiate, and if it doesn't work,
just cut them?
Just let them go.
What's that date?
They did it in April.
They did it in April?
Yep.
So they franchised him in March and tried to negotiate for a month and then just cut him loose.
And then just cut him loose.
That was with Josh Norman.
So yep. It was before the draft.
April 20th, April 19th.
So it was before the draft.
So I was driving home. I was like, I think that's what I would do if I was Bruce. I think I would franchise him, and I would, in good faith, negotiate with him for a month. And if we're just nowhere near, I just let the sucker go, and I get the third-round pick compensation or whatever, and we just go from there.
Yeah. I actually think that's
what they should do. At this point, they're in such a pickle.
Maybe they do, yeah.
They're in such a pickle. Just do what the Panthers did.
Mm.
And I haven't heard anybody say that. I don't know why not. I'm a genius.
Let's get somebody on. Let's get a draft expert or get an executive on.
What I would do. I'd franchise them, and I'd negotiate in good faith. And if it's just nowhere near, then Kirk can have his wish and be a free agent, whatever.
Who's the guy for CBS, Strabby, that is the former agent that contributes?
Joel Corey.
Yeah, Joel Corey.
He could get Joel Corey
on. See what he thinks about that idea.
It's rare that it's happened. Apparently, Joel Corey had tweeted earlier, a year or two ago when that happened with the Panthers, that the last time it happened was Leroy Hill with the Seahawks in 2009 and then Corey Simon with the Eagles in 2005. But it has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Redskins are in uncharted territory with what they're doing with this Redskins.
Hasn't happened with a quarterback.
No.
It does seem like more and more there are whispers that they're just going to let Kirk go.
Yeah, I would...
I can't remember the source, but
the whispers?
Yeah, just blogs.
All right. Just
different things like that.
People who don't know.
Correct. Yeah. Nobody knows, but it's just more guessing. Speculation, right? I don't remember the source, but somebody had him almost as a lock in Denver.
I mean, I don't think that's because it's the obvious place for him. I mean, I don't think that they would franchise him for 1 year and let him play under $34.5 million and just let him walk. But I don't know. They might.
I
don't see it happening, but who knows?
I can't predict what that front office is ever going to do.
You can't.
They did re-sign Mason Foster, correct?
Yeah. 2 years, $7 million. Solid signing if he can stay healthy.
And they're trying to re-sign Zach Brown.
Yes.
But those are moves they have to make.
I think the Foster move mitigates the Brown, the potential. For bringing
possibly.
Him in. Yeah. I figured like they would only bring in one of those three guys.
Where's the Raekwon kid projected?
Oh, top 10 maybe?
He wouldn't slip to 13.
Guys slip.
Oh, maybe.
Everyone's slipped, projected to top 10. I got 50 guys slipped, right? Somebody will slip. Here's the thing, as people are pointing out. If he signs it, he's locked in. So what I would do is franchise him and just don't give him anything to sign.
By the way, I didn't click on this at all, but I did see you had some sort of a back and forth, Chris Russell, about Bruce Allen's intelligence.
I wasn't really going back and forth. I was.
What
being
was
nice.
His assessment? Well, his, of Bruce
I read
Allen.
His article, his DC hot read.
I didn't see it.
And his he's been saying this, that he thinks that Bruce Allen is smart, but just lacks common sense. And he was basing a lot of it on because Adam Schefter said he's one of the smartest guys in the NFL. I just completely dismiss that.
I mean, I do too.
Schefter's probably just getting leaked info from Bruce. And so, you know, Schefter's going to say that. To me, Bruce Allen is just a transparent phony. And, you know, the quote I heard about him, and I've said it before, is that he was born on third base and he's still stranded there.
I'm shocked.
And I think that's a perfect description of Bruce Allen.
Shocked that the Rooster had anything nice to say about Bruce Allen, especially in print.
Well, I think people think to themselves, well, he has to have some intelligence. He's lasted in the league for a long time. It was right. 1 year he's executive of the year. You know, he's got this awful record, but he must be smart at something. I'm telling you, I don't see any sign of it. I see average intelligence at best. I would argue he's stupid. He's no, for sure he's got no common sense, no sense of PR. I don't think his football acumen is anything to be overwhelmed with. I don't think it's exceptional on any level. I don't see what his redeeming values are. I think he's pretty much a terrible human being. So, I don't know. I wasn't arguing with Chris. I actually just wanted to give him a little shine that I read his piece.
Right.
And he said something to the effect of no one would argue that Bruce Allen is smart. And I said, well, I actually would argue that. I think he's stupid. And I believe that with all my heart. Like 100%. I don't, you know, he's just such a, you can't be such a transparent phony and be smart. Because if you're smart, you'd be better at it.
You put a
I don't think he's good at his
face.
Job. I don't think he's dumb just having good? Met him. This the one time we did table manners, and I think he's goofy with the whole flip-flops thing. That makes me judge him in a different way.
I thought he was not that intelligent at all when we met
normal.
Him.
He just strikes me as a slicky boy politician
yes.
type. Like that, like...
Yeah, a lot of those
like
guys are dumb.
The second you meet him.
A lot of those guys are dumb.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Dumb. You don't have to be a genius to get into politics.
No. And I think if you're
that's obvious.
Are you kidding?
And I think if you're swayed by him, you're even dumber.
Yeah, I don't ever believe anything he says.
Hey, just getting back to the your idea about the Cousins tag thing. Someone's just texted me on this. Did Josh Norman actually sign the franchise tag?
No, I know, that's what I was saying. I don't think so.
Okay.
And that's what people are, you know, everyone's saying, you can't do it if he signs it. Well, remember, the first year he signed it right away.
Right.
The second year he didn't. The second year, he didn't race over to sign it.
I get it, but if he's off for the franchise tag
and
signs it.
And then he signs it, then that ruins my option.
Okay, so they can't cut him after that.
If he signs
correct,
it.
Correct.
Right. I understand that.
Because Josh Norman was offered the tag but never signed it. That's why
because
they
were negotiating
it.
A long-term deal. So that's what I would just simply do.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if they offered him a $34 million franchise, he'd race over again on his bike and sign it.
I would.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in this room would.
Oh, yeah. Hop in an Uber so quick.
Okay. Yeah. So then you wait a year before you have to play with Denver with Denver.
Right.
I'd take a $35 million payday.
Yeah, so who knows?
Right.
What is the exact date on the franchise tag?
I don't know. Is it like March 1st or something like that? Well, it's the first time maybe they can. I'm not sure.
No, I think it's about 5 weeks away.
But see.
Yeah, that sounds right. Sometime in March.
But see, I think it would behoove Kirk.
Second week of March, maybe?
Behoove Kirk to not sign it if he if he wants to ultimately be a free agent as soon as he can.
March 6th.
Don't sign it. Negotiate with the Redskins. Have them put all their cards out on the table.
Right.
And then force them to let
look
to
at
let
the
go.
Low ball offer.
Yeah,
says force
them to let
it go.
I think it's win-win for both sides.
Yeah.
Actually, the first day that clubs can designate franchise or transition players is February 20th. And then March 6th, prior to 4 o'clock, the deadline for clubs to designate the tag. So you have from February 20th until March 6th. And then March 12th through the 14th, that's when they allow negotiations with players.
Mm-hmm. It'll be here before you know it, boys.
Basically 5 weeks.
It'll be here.
Yep.
Right when conference tournaments are starting.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything. Remember, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards at 8 o'clock on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.